Well, welcome to Hearing the Voice of God, Week 3, Day 3. Yesterday we explored discernment of spirits. We saw that there are three spirits which can move upon a man's soul. The human spirit, the evil spirit, and the divine spirit. And this is in your study guide. I hope that you'll memorize this. There's three spirits that can move upon us: the human spirit, the evil spirit, and the Holy Spirit. Memorize that. Get that down. I got to tell you the truth. This is basic stuff in the spiritual life. But many of us haven't been taught, so it's not your fault. But at the same time, it's time for us to grow up. This knowing the three spirits and discerning spirits. Discerning, do you know discerning is for the immature, not the mature? We should have this down, in other words. We also saw that there are three principles of discernment. You should have peace. Secondly, that God doesn't contradict himself. If it contradicts scripture, tradition, or magisterium of the church, we know it's not the truth. And so we walk away from it. And then thirdly, we need to seek wise counsel. There are those that are mature in the ways of God, that have been walking in the ways of God. We need to hang around those people. We need to be around those people because those people will help us to grow. They'll pull us forward. I remember when I was young, I loved to play chess when I was in high school. My father said something to me that I'll never forget. My father said, he was an excellent chess player. My father said, never play anyone that you know you can beat. Never play anyone that you can know you can beat. So he said, you always want to play somebody that's better than you because then you'll become better. If you're always beating people, Brennan, all you're doing is your ego is growing. You're not becoming a better chess player. I used to, every morning in high school, before school started, I'd go to the library and I'd play chess. And I followed my father's advice. There were some people that were there in the morning. They could whip me. Oh, man, were they good. And I learned a lot from them. So we want to be at peace. We want to know that God doesn't contradict himself. And then lastly, we want to seek wise counsel. Today's memory verse that's going to increase your faith is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. God has plans for our life. But we need to discover that. And sometimes there's blocks in the way to discovering God's will. Three principles of healing. God is my Father. Hearing, not healing, excuse me. Three principles for hearing the voice of God. Number one, God is my Father. Number two, my Father has a plan for my life. Number three, my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Today we want to take a look at the blocks that prevent us from hearing from God and how to remove those blocks. Now, I'm not going to say that this is an exhaustive list here, so maybe you're going to come up with more. But here's some things that I wrote down. Number one, a block is a lack of faith that God would speak to you. That's a block, and that'll get in your way. And this is in your study guide, these blocks. The other block is a lack of formation is how to hear God. That's going to get in the way if you don't know how to hear. Number three is a lack of experience. The more that you practice listening to God, making yourself available, the more you're going to grow in knowing what his voice sounds like. A block is not taking time to hear from God. We're so busy. Another block is fear of what God might say. Some people don't want to hear from God. What will God say to me? Do you know I travel all around the United States? I lay my hands on thousands of people every year. I prophesy over thousands of people every year. God speaks through me, mostly God the Father, to people. People are just brought to tears. People crumble to the floor because it's the Lord speaking to them. And do you know there's people that tell me that they don't want to come up because they're afraid of what God will say to them. What's another block? Not acting on a previous word from God. That will block God from giving you another word. Sin on your soul will block God from speaking to you. Not asking for the grace to hear his voice. Devotional busyness. Devotional busyness. That devotional busyness, I'm telling you, that will be a block. I'm not against devotions. Don't you take me out of context here. I'll talk more about this. Next thing, the enemy will block you. He doesn't want you to hear from God. Because when you hear from God, you'll have the power of God to fulfill what God wants. And he doesn't want God's will to be fulfilled. So let's go back. Let's look at these things here. What are these blocks and how do we remove them? Lack of faith that God would speak to you. Some believers just don't believe that God would speak to them. And with that in mind, it builds a wall and they can't hear from God. Let that not be you. I hope that I've increased your faith that God would speak to you. How do you overcome a lack of faith? You know, we keep saying it. Romans 10:17 is what? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Learn the Bible verses that have to do with God speaking to you. You've got 20 cards and rehearse them in your heart. And you say them with conviction. Say them with the conviction. Whether I turn to the left or the right, I will hear this voice behind me. This is the way. Follow it. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. Say them with conviction. Believe them. Use these scripture memorization cards that have been given to you to increase your faith. Next thing that will block hearing God is a lack of formation is how to hear from God. As I've said over and over, most believers haven't been formed in listening. They don't believe. Secondly, they don't know how to hear. Nobody's taught them. And I've talked about this. We've done a great job catechizing people in the doctrines of the faith, in the theology. We need that. I'm going to stress that again. We need that. Why? Because then when something's speaking to you, you can tell if it's the right God or not. So we need our theology, but we also need our spirituality. Our spirituality is that relationship with the Lord. We haven't been taught how to be in relationship with God. So therefore, we've not been taught how to hear from God. And that's what we're doing this series. And I hope that it's helped you. We've been taught our prayers, but we've not been taught how to pray. Did you hear that? We've been taught our prayers, but we haven't been taught how to pray. How do you overcome this lack of formation? Well, this series is helping you. You know what you can do too is you need to begin to read books. Keep going with this. Listen to talks. Mother Nadine of the Intercessor Lamb has an excellent CD series with study guides called Heart to Heart Listening. It's based on the St. Ignatius of Loyola's spiritual exercises. There's a place you can go. Google Intercessors of the Lamb and then go to their e-store and order her series, Heart to Heart Listening. You can also get a hold of Monsignor David Rosich. He wrote some wonderful books like Speak, Lord, Your Servant is Listening, Abide in Me, Follow Me. There's a bunch of books. Google that name, Monsignor David Rosich, R-O-S-A-G-E. And he'll give you, like with Speak, Lord, Your Servant is Listening, it's a whole year of Lectio Divina. He takes every week a different theme. Read these scriptures here. And then you're going to keep focused that week, meditating on the Word of God. Another great book out there is by Joyce Meyer. She's written a book called How to Hear from God. Joyce Meyer is real simple. She's not a Catholic girl, but that's okay. She's real simple. She's straight to the point. Read that book. So if you've got a lack of formation, what do? Get some formation. Lack of experience can be a block to hearing from God. And it's not your fault. You haven't been taught. So how do you take care of your lack of experience? Well, experience will teach you how to cure the lack of experience. That's how you overcome your lack of experience. Experience will teach you how to cure your lack of experience. Next block is not taking time to hear from God. Like any other relationship, our relationship with God takes time, and it will cost you. It will cost you. So how do you solve not taking time to hear from God? Number one, decide right now that you will commit to taking time to listen. Do not let anything get in the way of this time. I'm telling you, Satan is going to try to throw things in the way. Decide right now, that you will commit to spending time listening to God. Hey, and decide right now, too, what you'll let go of in your life so that you'll have time to listen. Don't be foolish. You're busy. You're busy. Look at your life right now. Let the Holy Spirit show you. What do you need to let go of? See, some of us just take more and more and more stuff on. But you know what we really need to do is say, first, what do I need to let go of so I can take this on? What's another block of hearing from God? People are afraid, fear of what God might say. Because people don't believe that God is a loving father, they're afraid of what he might say because it might not be what they want to hear. They're afraid that God will hurt them. For them, God is more like Zeus than the father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how do you overcome this fear of what God might say? Realize that you don't see the goodness of God. Take responsible... got tongue-tied there, sorry. Take responsibility for choosing fear. Then repent of the fear. So first, realize that you're walking in a fearful place. Second, take responsibility. Third, repent of the fear. Fourth, reject the fear. I don't want you in my life anymore. I don't want to be fearful. Say it out loud. Then rebuke any demonic force that might be feeding the fear. In the name of Jesus, I command you to stop feeding me with fear of God. I do not need to fear God in this way, and I will not. God is a loving father. That's how you do it. Then receive the grace of faith to believe in the goodness of God, because God is ready to give that to you. What else will stand as a block? Not acting on a previous word from God. God speaks something to you, and we haven't acted on it. We need to act on those words, and that'll become a block for future hearings from God. Next one, sin in your soul. Let's not underestimate what sin does to our souls, but at the same time, let's not underestimate the power of God's mercy and his desire for us to hear him. Sin will serve as a block to you hearing from God. I must say this, though. This is mortal sin of which we are speaking, usually not venial sins. I mean, they could, you know, live a repentant life, but mortal sin will really get in your way. And what if we have sin that's in the way? What do you do? Go to confession. That's what you do. Go to confession. Do not hide anything. And then after confession, trust that God has had mercy on you. What else will serve as a block? Not asking for the grace to hear his voice. Sometimes we need to express our desire to God to hear his voice. Just ask him, Father, I'd like to hear you. Could you please speak to me? That's your solution. Father, please speak to me. What's the next block? Devotional busyness. Again, I'm not against devotions. Don't take me out of context. But this can be a major impediment from hearing from God. When we pray, our prayer is filled with us and does not give God any room to do as he wants. We must have a time when we put our agendas down and say, what do you want, Lord? What should we do about devotional busyness? Bring our prayer time to the Lord and ask him what he wants us to do during prayer. And maybe we need to have another time of prayer that's focused just on listening. What's the last thing that'll get in the way of you hearing from God? The enemy. The enemy is real, and he is out to steal, kill, and destroy our souls. He will fight us with distraction and other things. He'll try to get you to do anything but listen. He'll even put good things before us. So how do you handle the enemy? You handle him in Jesus' name, not in your own name. In Jesus' name you handle him. We need to bind him and cast him to the feet of Christ crucified for Jesus to deal with him. Let Jesus take care of him. The prayer could sound something like this. If you're sensing that the enemy is attacking you and he's blocking you hearing from God, then here's a prayer you could say. In Jesus' name, I bind the deaf and dumb demon. If this demon is in the way for me to hear the voice of God, I cast that demon to the feet of Christ crucified. And for you, Jesus, to deal with this deaf and dumb spirit as you will, I speak the words of Jesus. Ephrathah, be open. Be open, ears of my heart, to hear the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.